Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
And hello, America. Hello, Wichita, Kansas, our brand new affiliate, KQAM. We are so excited to have you guys along with us today. And we are continuing to grow this great radio show. Thanks to all of you, the great listeners of the Todd Starnes radio program. We could not do it without you. And, of course, KQAM is Wichita's big talker, and we like big talkers. Here in Memphis, we've got a mighty talker, the Mighty 990 KWAM. And so here's the deal, folks, for our Wichita listeners. When you call in today, and if you make it through the litany of questions that Grace Baker has for you, and you make it on the air, we are going to give you a free copy of my latest book as a way of saying welcome to the neighborhood. So we want to say welcome to all of our great listeners there in the heartland, Wichita, Kansas, KQAM. All right, folks, we've got a lot going on today, and there's been a lot of controversy over the past, 48 hours over something that happened during President Trump's visit to North Carolina. Now, President Trump, endorsed Dr. Oz, who is running for the U.S. Senate from Pennsylvania, but he's actually from New Jersey and holds dual citizenship. And Dr. Oz was presented as someone who is pro-life, who is pro-family, who is pro-gun, when in fact Dr. Oz is everything but that. And so now you have a lot of controversy where folks in the MAGA world are not turning on President Trump, but they're concerned about these nominations and these endorsements that President Trump is making. And it's not just in Pennsylvania. Same thing happened in Alabama with the Mo Brooks endorsement, and then he took that back. And then you've got the situation unfolding in Georgia right now where Herschel Walker refuses to even debate his fellow Republican candidates. And there are a good number of rock-solid conservatives who are running for the U.S. Senate in Georgia. Herschel Walker says he's not going to debate. And I will say this, that Herschel Walker needs to debate. I heard him over the weekend on Maria Bartiromo, and it was just word salad. I mean, put the guy in a brown dress, he's Kamala Harris. And that's a problem because the Democrats are going to become, they're going to come loaded for bear. And the argument is, well, Herschel's got this great name recognition. He's got 60%, he's polling at 60% of the vote there in Georgia. Okay, that's all well and good, but it's because of the name recognition. It's because of his football career. And again, Herschel Walker moving from Texas to Georgia to run in that race. And some of his Republican opponents over the weekend were going after him for some very, very controversial and quite frankly scandalous behavior. But look, they're longtime friends, and so Herschel Walker gets the nod. Same thing with Dr. Oz. And the same thing is happening here in Tennessee in a congressional race with Morgan Ortegas, who was married, the person presiding over her marriage, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Ortegas worked for the State Department under Pompeo and has a very long history of saying anti-Trump propaganda. But she got the president's endorsement, and the MAGA world is going nuts. And people are very concerned about this. They want to know who is making these decisions. Who's the person that's giving President Trump the recommendations to endorse these individuals. Because in a lot of cases, we're going to be ending up with Never Trumpers elected to Congress, if in fact they can win. And that's a big if. Now, I posed this question on Twitter, and it caused something of a controversy over the weekend. But I'm going to ask this to you. Would you rather have a Democrat who votes Democrat up on Capitol Hill, or would you rather have a Republican who campaigns as a Republican but votes Democrat on Capitol Hill? Who would you rather have? Because if Dr. Oz gets the nomination in Pennsylvania, that's going to be your choice. Dr. Oz will be the guy. And, you know, we're talking about the Second Amendment, President Biden coming out later today. He's going to declare war on your guns. And Dr. Oz is very clear that he is not a supporter of the Second Amendment. This is Dr. Oz talking about red flag laws, cut number three.
A little bit, because the issue of being anonymous is, for me, vital. If someone's already dangerous, a coworker, you don't want to make yourself a target by telling everybody, hey, I think you're dangerous, right? So, how many of you would be more comfortable if it was anonymous? Yeah. So I think part of the hope I gather is that we'll make a system so that I can call in and say, there's evidence besides my testimony that this person is dangerous. Look at their Facebook feed or social media postings or comments they've made to other coworkers besides me. Do a little investigating. I'm alerting you, putting a little red flag up there saying this person's a concern. Then I would hope that all the states would say, well, if there's obvious evidence and you're pointing us to it, you don't have to get involved personally. Is that what's going to eventually happen, hopefully, in most states?
So that is something that you can do. And again, it's going to depend.
Well, there you go. So there is Dr. Oz back in the day talking about his support of red flag laws. And we've got Dr. Oz on the record talking about Roe v. Wade. As a matter of fact, why would you just want to hear me talking about it when you can hear Dr. Oz talking about his pro-choice views? Cut number two.
The medical school in Philadelphia, and I saw women who'd had coat hanger events. I mean, they're really traumatic events that happened when they were younger, before Roe versus Wade, and many of them were harmed for life, emotionally scarring anyway.
Right.
And listen, I'm at a personal level, I wouldn't want anyone in my family to have an abortion. I told my kids this. I mean, I love the lives that they're creating so much that I personally wouldn't want it, but I don't want to interfere with everyone else's stuff because it's hard enough to get into life as it is. What I do know as a physician is if you're going to make it if the litmus test is the heart's beating, then really make it the heart beating.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make some surrogate version of it when, you know, cells are having an electrical path. That's not what the average person thinks.
Right.
The average person is envisioning a little acorn heart beating in there. That's not what's going on.
That's not what it is.
That's 6 weeks. And I think the rule that most Americans seem to support is if the child was viable outside the womb, then you don't want to kill that child.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Dr. Oz, ladies and gentlemen. And by the way, what's the other big issue we've been talking about over the past couple of months? And this was front and center in the Supreme Court confirmation hearings, this idea of whether or not a boy can identify as a girl and vice versa. Well, Dr. Oz is adamantly, and he is, I think the argument could be made that Dr. Oz is in fact an activist for the transgender movement. Cut number one.
A decision to let your child live as the other sex, even alter their body. It's an area of intense debate. Today you'll meet families coping with this astonishing reality.
What does it mean to be a boy? What does it mean to be a girl? Those two simple questions are infinitely complex and gut-wrenching for parents of children who are born transgender.
I'm a girl, and I have a penis.
8-year-old Josie was born Joseph. Physically, she's a boy, but from the time she could talk, Josie knew she was a girl. Her sex on the outside didn't match how she felt on the inside, and that's how every transgender child feels. Children like Josie may start showing signs of transgender as early as 2 or 3. This extraordinary condition is not as rare as you might think. It's estimated that 3 million Americans believe they were born the wrong sex. Transgender shakes up all of our ideas about what makes us male or female. Does gender come from our anatomy or from our thoughts and feelings. While science looks for answers, what are parents of transgender children to do?
There you go. The words of Dr. Oz. Now, President Trump was asked about this during a Newsmax interview, and here's what he had to say.
Okay, Mr. President, I understand you're going to make some endorsements very soon in Ohio as well, but also you got one for Pennsylvania.
Well, I do. I just endorsed, literally, as I'm walking up, we endorsed Dr. Oz. I've known him for a long time. He's a tremendous guy, very smart, Harvard educated. He went to the Wharton School of Finance, and he also went to Penn Medical School. That's a pretty unusual combination. And he's just been a very strong, reliable guy. Loves the state, loves the people, and he'll be a great senator.
All right. What say you? Is that enough? Is that enough for you to say, you know what? If President Trump endorses this guy, he's good enough for me. That's where many people are going to be making decisions in the midterm elections. And folks, this could get very ugly for the Make America Great Again movement. Because there are a lot of these races, and people are simply not buying what the president is trying to sell with Herschel Walker, with Morgan Ortegas, with whoever is going to be the pick in Alabama, and now with Dr. Oz, who is from New Jersey running in Pennsylvania. So the question is, where do we go from here? Will you support these individuals? Now, we've already got folks weighing in over on the Facebook live stream. Tammy says, no rhino. Dr. Oz has said all of these things. He's going to play until in office. No more rhino. Oz, no Oz hidden behind the curtain. Oh, that's a great reference there. There you go. Dorothea says, Max says, Dr. Oz can kiss it where the sun don't shine. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. Look, you can be opposed to the president's picks and still support the president. I don't think there's one way or the other. I think there's some wiggle room here. But at the end of the day, we're going to have to make some hard decisions. And I'm telling you, we cannot be electing more people like Mitt Romney. We've got to be able to elect rock-solid conservatives, people who are going to be men and women of their word. Got to hand it to the Democrats here, folks, that the Democrats are more honest and I think morally straight than some Republicans are. Todd, how can you say that? That's horrifying. The Democrats are godless heathens. How could you? But it's true. Now, you think about this for a moment. The Democrats say, you know what? If you elect us, we're going to be godless heathens. And you know what happens? They get elected, and surprise, they govern as godless heathens. But what do the Republicans do? The Republicans get out there on the campaign trail, and they promise to be conservative. They promise to put America first. They promise to cut taxes. They promise to balance the budget. They promise to protect the unborn. And then when they get elected, they become godless heathen Democrats. So all I'm saying is that when it comes to honesty, that Democrats, by and large, are more honest than Republicans out there on the campaign trail. They deliver on their promises. Why can't the Republicans do that? All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. The website, toddstarns.com. We have lots of great information for you there. All you have to do is check that out, download our free podcast and newsletter. Comes out every day after the show. Great resources for you. We'll be right back, America.
With the political pressure of the left and the woke mob that is the Democrat Party, our society has ultimately become controlled by the cancel culture elites. Since when have the founders of our Constitution, the American flag, Dr. Seuss, and many other things become anti-American? There's never been a better time in our nation's history to stand up against the woke mob and fight back. And you can do that with this exclusive offer I'm giving to my listeners for a limited time only. Now is your chance to win a signed photo by President Trump himself. That's right, not only will you be taking a stand against the radical left, you'll be entering to win a piece of history. All you have to do is text the word photo to 55404 today to enter. That's photo to 55404. Join me in standing up for President Trump and canceling the radical left once and for all. paid for by the National Republican Senatorial Committee. Folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us today. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number if you plan to call in. Also, a reminder, we have a major event coming up on April 30th here in Memphis, Tennessee, which is where we broadcast this radio program from, the Culture Engagement Summit. This is going to be a national gathering of conservatives. Mark Meadows, President Trump's former chief of staff, is going to be here. Senator Marsha Blackburn, our good friend Pastor Robert Jeffers, and yours truly will be among the speakers. There are all sorts of great workshops, ways for you to learn how to engage the culture in your communities. And that's really what this is all about. We've got to engage. We've got to get involved. And we can't rely on just one person to fight for us. We've got to be able to do that ourselves. And we would love for you to be there. It's super inexpensive. What, $15 per person? You're going to get yourself a free Chick-fil-A lunch, and you're going to have access to all of these workshops and the speeches. We would love for you to get more information. You can find that at our live show blog over at toddstarnes.com, or you can go to citizensforamericafoundation.com. That's citizensforamericafoundation.com for more information. Now, President Biden is going to be in Iowa today, and he's going to be going after the guns. That's going to be the big argument for the next little while, is the president's crackdown on the Second Amendment. Now, this is a big deal because crime is off the charts all over America. And the reason why is because Democrats in most of our major American cities have effectively defunded police departments. Over the weekend in Memphis, Tennessee, there was a literal gunfight in the middle of Beale Street, which is a very popular tourist destination, B.B. King's. It's just all sorts of great blues joints, honky-tonks, as they call them. And what's fascinating about Beale Street is the police are there. There are more police officers than tourists on Beale Street. The police officers were literally caught in the middle of a raging firefight on Beale Street. One person killed, two others injured, and a police officer was, believe it or not, was saved when the bullet hit the camera on his vest. Otherwise, the police officer would have been gunned down. And the police chief is out there saying, well, we got to get the guns. The police chief has been on the job less than a year, and the police chief in Memphis, Tennessee, has been the victim of crime two times. First of all, somebody broke into her car and stole her service revolver, the police chief. And the second time, somebody broke into her home that was under construction and stole all the appliances. They can't even keep the police chief safe in Memphis, Tennessee. It's unbelievable. And then you have this horrible story out in Sacramento, and we're going to get to that coming up after the bottom of the hour news break, where you had all these people that were killed at a nightclub, and it turns out the person, one of the people responsible, should have been behind bars. So you've got the Democrats defunding the police, opening up all the jails, and don't forget what happened in the early days of the pandemic when these Democrats opened up the jails and the prisons and let all these people out. And now they're suddenly surprised that we're living in a war zone. They're surprised when people are just opening fire everywhere. It's unbelievable. And now they want to take the guns away from all of us law-abiding people? The only people who have guns are going to be the bad guys. All right, we're going to talk about this, and we're going to take your calls, 844-747-8868. Again, that is our toll-free telephone number. The website, if you want information on the Culture Engagement Summit, coming up April 30th, you can find that on toddstarnes.com as well. We'll be right back, America. Happy New Year, friends. 2022 is going to be a critical year for America and for AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, along with their nearly 2 million members, like me. The fight to stop out-of-control spending in the president's Build Back Better scheme is far from over. Congress is plotting more legislation that could hurt our seniors. And the midterm elections will be a battle for freedom versus socialism. Unlike liberal groups, AMAC is America's conservative action-oriented 50-plus organization fighting hard every day in Washington and across the nation for our seniors. I'm urging you to choose AMAC now. You'll receive all the great membership benefits, including AMAC discounts on hotels, travel, and restaurants, and your membership will support your values. Go to amac.us/Todd. Again, that's amac.us/Todd to become an AMAC member now.
Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us on this very busy Monday here on the Todd Stearns radio program. Here's a news item out of Sacramento. So there was this horrible shooting right near the NBA stadium in downtown, just a couple of blocks away from the Capitol building last week. Six people were killed. Well over a dozen people were shot. And it was a bad situation all around, and multiple shooters. But the sheriff now says that, and this is the headline, Sacramento sheriff, this is from Fox News, downtown shooting that killed six as a result of treating criminals like victims. And the sheriff goes on to say that one of the gunmen was actually released from prison in February, serving less than half of a 10-year sentence for punching and whipping his girlfriend with a belt while she was hiding in a closet. Now, the district attorney's office was begging, do not release this person. He is a very dangerous person. This guy is bad news. As a matter of fact, just a few weeks later, the suspect and his brother were involved in a gang shootout in downtown that left all these people dead. Sheriff Scott Jones says the tragedy is just the latest example of what happens when society fails to punish repeat offenders. Quote, the best predictor of future behavior is past conduct. And violent people, they're going to be violent when they get out. And that's what we've seen. The sheriff goes on to say every crime has a victim. And these victims are racking up, sometimes minorly and sometimes catastrophically, like what we saw in Sacramento on April 3rd. This is the latest, but unfortunately it won't be the last, because if we don't change the way California and the rest of the nation treats criminals, then this is only going to be a continuing trend. And the sheriff is right here. The sheriff is right. So what are we going to do about all of this? You know, we talk about here in Memphis, Tennessee, there is a big district attorney's race that George Soros is literally dumping money into. As a matter of fact, Soros is targeting tough on crime district attorneys all over America. And their goal is to get these DAs who are tough on crime out of office. And the reason why they want reform, just like in New York City, where you have to literally kill somebody to be given to be held behind bars. So in other words, you could go out there and let's say Grace Baker is walking down the sidewalk and she sees somebody she doesn't like and she whacks them upside the head with the baseball bat and leaves them bloodied and beaten on this. You would be out of jail. No bail necessary.
Well, that's not very nice.
No, it's not nice. It's terrible.
I'm a very nice person. I would never hurt a fly. But anyway.
Well, you know what?
Unless they try to
somebody,
hurt Merlot.
Somebody goes after Merlot, your sweet Dalmatian.
Okay, well, then all bets are off.
You'll be on them like white on rice.
You got that right.
Is that racist? Can we still say that?
I guess we can still say it. It hasn't been banned yet, but just wait.
You never know around here. You never know. But the point is here, folks, that the criminals are treated like victims now. So you're the problem. Just remember, was it over the summer, we had all these smash-and-grab robberies. People were running in, and they were stealing all sorts of things, malt liquor, pantyhose, you name it, from the Walgreens in San Francisco. And there are people out there defending these individuals, and the argument is, well, Walgreens has insurance.
Well, Todd, I know we talked about this the other day. I witnessed that exact thing happen at a TJ Maxx when people were running out with purses, and then the managers are like, can't do anything, and they just kind of, whatever. No repercussions, nothing.
Now, I will say this. Had Grandma Starnes been alive, she would have just, you know, I don't know, taken out a revolver and, you know, taken him out.
Dang.
Well, tough.
Don't mess
tough.
With Grandma Starnes.
Don't mess with Granny. She's tough on crime.
And let's, you know, just, can we just hire a bunch of grandmas?
Just take it. Yeah, just aim for the kneecap.
It'd be good, like, that's undercover, too. Nobody would expect it. And then somebody tries to steal something, they take out their cane and go, boom.
A bunch of pistol-packing grannies. Is
there
that
you
what
go.
You're saying? Well, you never know.
And you can't hit an old lady.
That's true. So it's the perfect weapon. I like that. Hey, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Connor in Boston. What's going on, Connor?
Todd, my good friend, it is a pleasure beyond. And I will tell you, you know, our country needs criminal justice reform when it comes down to these DAs that are out there and letting these criminals out on the streets. I mean, when we have people who are behind bars for less, less serious offenses who are still behind bars, and we have these murderers and these unbelievably unreformable people who are just walking on the streets by these DAs, we have a serious problem here. When it comes down to the Democrats and to the liberals demonizing gun rights and gun owners and always trying to point the finger at guns versus the actual person who they let out into the streets, we have a major problem here. I was on the Green Line getting off at Government Center in Boston not that long ago, and basically whenever you go down to that area, you always have somebody protesting something, and it was going on about gun rights and how guns should be banished from the public. You know, only police should have guns, Europe has it, all that kind of nonsense there. The issue I have with that is that they don't tell you the full picture. They don't tell you that basically these are all, most of them, the surveys that they're, you know, the statistics that they're putting on there are from illegal gun ownership or somebody who did not have their firearm secured. Any law-abiding gun owner who has taken firearm safety courses is not going to let. You really don't hear those things happening very often. It's usually the illegal gun possession and folks who do not secure their firearms properly. That is the issue. But they don't want to tell you the full picture. They just want to tell you what fits their narrative. And I told them, the protester there, I'm like, you know what, if you really feel this way, right, you need to have a constitutional, you need to go for a constitutional amendment, get a 3/4 majority at Banff. But you know that'll never happen because the majority of Americans do not agree with you.
Well, and especially those that live in the crime-ridden cities that are controlled by the Democrats, Connor. And I'll give you a great example close to home. In Atlanta, they are freaking out over the massive spike in crime. They had something like, what was it, 140, 150 murders last year. Connor, here in Memphis, which is, I mean, what Atlanta's got four or 5 million people in the metro area. We've got 1.4 million here in Memphis. And we had nearly 400 murders last year. I mean, it's off the charts. And
but you have to ask yourself. Yeah.
Go ahead, Connor.
You have to ask yourself the question: it's like, if we had more individuals who were armed in these areas, would we have that many murders? Would we have that bystanders that would step in? And if you have like a shootout taking place, you would have somebody who would neutralize that threat.
I think that's a valid question.
That would happen.
I suspect, though, Connor, that what we would be dealing with is that there would not be as many repeat offenders. So, again, this is why we need an armed population. And folks need to understand that the Constitution does not authorize the federal government to prevent you from making your own firearms, which is, by the way, what Biden is going to come after today. All you people that want to make a firearm at home from scratch, Biden wants to make that illegal. And the Constitution protects your right to do that. Connor, we got to run here. Appreciate the call, and thank you for listening. But here in the Memphis area, with George Soros declaring war on the district attorney, the reality is we just don't have enough cops. We're down 700 or 800 cops from the full complement. And the city council, very progressive, and they don't want to allow anybody from outside of Memphis to patrol the streets. And what does that mean? It means we don't have 700 or 800 additional police officers. And it is seriously a big problem here in this community. One of the city council members basically said they did not want Bubba from Tipton County patrolling the streets. In other words, they don't want white police officers patrolling a majority black city. Now, I would love to go out there and just be a fly on the wall the next time somebody opens fire on Beale Street. And they've got people are running for cover. People are just running for their lives. They're calling 911 for help. The first thing out of their mouths when they after they say, oh, we've got an active shooter on Beale Street. Can you send a police officer? It's can you send a police officer? Not can you send a black police officer or a white police officer? You just want somebody to help you. We need somebody to neutralize the bad guy. And I don't care what color he is. Now, me saying that, somebody will say, well, Starnes is just a racist. Well, you know what? If that's seriously, if protecting the population makes you a racist, is that where we are in America right now? I mean, this is nuts. 844-747-8868 here in our beautiful Liberty University studios. He's one of America's most controversial billionaires. We were talking about him, George Soros. All across America, Soros is funding far-left district attorneys. And once elected, these district attorneys will oppose bail. They want early release for criminals. And in some cases, they won't even prosecute felony offenders. It's no wonder crime is spiking in major cities and our police are under fire. Look, Rob Schmidt is taking a look at this all week on Newsmax. I want to encourage you to tune in and watch Rob tonight, 10 o'clock Eastern, as he tells the real truth about George Soros and the dangerous district attorneys endangering our cities. By the way, you can find Newsmax on all major cable systems. You can also download Newsmax free on your smartphone, their app. It's awesome. I use it all the time. You can also start streaming on Pluto, Zumo, Roku, and many other platforms. Millions of people are switching to Newsmax for news they can trust. And I want you to switch and watch Rob Schmidt tonight.
Our world has certainly changed. Everything is online today. With all the convenience the internet has to offer, our world is more electronic than ever. You may have security systems in place for real life, but what about your online life? Identity Guard can sound the alarm if your digital presence is at risk. Here's a scary stat. Every 7 seconds, someone becomes a victim of fraud or identity theft. 23% of those people never get their money back. And if you think it could never happen to you, think again. Identity Guard can help. They provide advanced monitoring to keep your online accounts, finances, and personal information safe. If a threat is found, you'll get alerted fast, like if your online accounts or passwords were leaked or if someone tries to open a bank account in your name. For a limited time, Identity Guard is offering our listeners a 30-day free trial when you visit identityguard.com/Todd. Go to identityguard.com/Todd to get complete protection, huge savings, and a 30-day free trial. Certain terms apply. See site for details.
All right, all you folks in Wichita, your congressman's going to be dropping by. Our good friend Congressman Ron Estes, he's going to be here. Looking forward to that conversation. And we'll be taking your calls as well. Have you heard this crazy story? We've got it up on the website about this lacrosse team out of Blacksburg, Virginia. I don't know what you folks are doing over in Blacksburg, but moms and dads, y'all are riled up here. This is great. So the girls' lacrosse team at Blacksburg High School, they wanted to honor their coach. So the coach had spent the past 10 summers volunteering in orphanages in Ukraine. So the girls got together, and they had T-shirts made up. And they would wear these. And then Grace Baker, you were a high school athlete, and you would have warm-up jackets or something like that.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So they wore these T-shirts during warm-ups.
Yeah.
And the messages, and we got a picture of the T-shirt on the website. It had a little Ukrainian flag, and then it had the words, pray for peace.
Yes, it was very nice.
Very nice, a very thoughtful message. So anyway, the Montgomery County Public Schools went bonkers. And they sent an email, and I've got to read the email to you, Grace. They said, you can never wear those shirts again, ever.
Whoa.
The girls' lacrosse team is no longer permitted to wear the Pray for Peace T-shirts. As I just deleted the page. Ah, here we go. I've got it.
It's a Monday.
It's a Monday. And they go on to say that they're not allowed to wear the shirts at home or away events as warm-up gear. The message conveyed by the shirts, although positive in nature and well-meaning, can be interpreted as religious and political in nature. In other words, the school district says the phrase, pray for peace, is too religious and too political.
What a world we live in that is controversial.
So the parents said, okay, what if we replace the word pray with play? Play for peace. Would that be okay? And the school said, no, because peace is political.
What?
So it turns out, this is at Blacksburg High School, the librarian had a display of books about Eastern Europe. And there was a poster, and the poster read, stand for peace.
Oh.
They had to take that down.
Whoa. Let me guess, though, and I'm just going to take a stab here. What do you want to bet if it said, like, Black Lives Matter or something? They wouldn't even care.
Or, you know, pray for transgender people.
Yeah,
exactly. That would have been,
they
had
like
a
transgender
been
display.
Yeah, that would have been okay. That would have been
sure.
Okay. Or, yeah, you know, Antifa rules or whatever. Yeah, that would be fine.
Peace for Ukraine's a pretty mainstream thought in society right now.
So the Roanoke Times did an interview with the interim superintendent, who will probably be the former superintendent, because she says, Annie Whitaker is her name. She says, what is the peace from? And so it's from war.
Oh, my goodness.
The Russians invaded a country. And she goes, what is the peace from? A war. And a war is rooted in what? It's a political war from people who have differing views. Now, imagine if she'd have been the principal of the high school back in the 1940s, and she would have used that same ideology, that same thinking when it comes to Hitler.
Oh, my gosh. Could you imagine?
So one of the parents wrote about this. She goes, could someone please let the Jews know that Hitler just had a different view than they had?
Oh, yeah, no.
Could someone let the Buddhists know that Pol Pot just had a different view than they had? People are very upset about this. And
they should be.
The school district is standing their ground. And they're saying the girls cannot wear those shirts, and the school district cannot take a position on the war because there are two sides in the war.
That is the most bizarre thing.
You see, I thought so too at first glance, Grace. But then I got to thinking, what have we been talking about forever on this program? That truth in this culture is irrelevant.
True. There's no absolute truth.
There is no absolute truth. And this is a manifestation. This kind of behavior is a manifestation of that. So what they're saying is that there's no right or wrong here. Both sides have their own truth. Ukraine's truth is our country has invaded. Russia's truth is we want our country back. So that's why we have chaos in the culture.
Yep. Because everyone's just like flip-flopping around, don't know where to go, rules to follow.
Right. So right and wrong in this particular instance, right and wrong, morality cannot exist when there is no absolute truth.
Yep.
And that's what you got.
This is what you're going to get.
And it's funny because I was reading the parents and the arguments and the comments, and they're so off base because they're thinking as well, you know, we can't, you know, this is really not about separation of church and state. You kind of know they're liberal in their thinking just by how they're approaching this. And they're all wrong. This is about religious liberty, and this is about morality.
Yeah. Exactly.
So there you go. All I can say is that moms and dads need to get riled up, and they need to do what they did in Loudoun County, Virginia, which
exactly.
is replace the school board.
You have a blueprint to follow now, parents. Just follow that blueprint.
So here's the question. So when the parents declare war on the school board, are they going to stay neutral? Just throwing that out
Ooh,
there for you.
Got them.
Just thinking about that.
Got them.
All right, folks, coming up. New Jersey, they're going to require second graders to learn about gender identity in the fall. We're going to get to that story. Again, Congressman Ron Estes is going to drop by. We're going to keep you updated on the latest with President Biden out traveling today. They tell us that he's tested negative for the China virus, but everybody else in the White House apparently has come down with this nonsense, and we'll keep you updated on that as well. Don't forget, ToddStarnes.com is our website. I encourage you, go check that out. We have some great stories, great information for you. Download that newsletter. It comes out every afternoon, and folks, I'm telling you, over 250,000 people now subscribe, and there's one key reason. It's because we don't censor the news, and you're able to get all the information delivered right to your email box. All right, that music means we've got to scoot out of here. Again, welcome to all of our great new listeners on KQAM in Wichita, Kansas. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Friends, since November of last year, the stock market has plummeted, but gold has been on the rise. Gas prices are insane. The stock market extremely volatile. Inflation is even worse than it was last year, and now we have a war with Russia and Ukraine that could spread to the rest of the world. The markets do not like instability. The good news, you have options. Gold prices are rising as investors turn to gold for protection. Gold provides a hedge against inflation and protects against a weakening dollar. Legacy Precious Metals is the only company I trust for investing in gold and silver. You need an investment that will protect your wealth and retirement. Be proactive while there's still time. Remember 2008? Those invested in gold saw huge gains while others lost their retirements. Legacy Precious Metals can advise you on all of your options for investing in gold and silver. You can speak to an IRA expert at Legacy Precious Metals, 866-528-1903, or download their free investor's guide at legacypminvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. This is hour two of the big show. Hope you're doing great wherever you might be across the fruited plain. And we want to welcome all of our brand new listeners in Wichita, Kansas. So excited to be broadcasting now on KQAM. That's the big talker, Wichita's big talker. And we want to thank the great staff there and all of our great listeners and friends in the Wichita area. Great town. If you haven't been to Wichita, it's worth taking a trip over there. There's a lot of stuff to do. It's a family-friendly town. And they've got a great ballpark now and the river. They've just really done a wonderful job there in Wichita, Kansas. You know, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, and we're honored to have the guy that represents Wichita in Congress, our good friend, Congressman Ron Estes. He's on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Hey, Congressman, good to have you today.
Hi, Todd. Thanks so much for having me on. It's great to be on your inaugural day of airing live here in Wichita.
You know, as soon as we inked the contracts, it was decided, first guest out of the gate, Congressman Estes. So, no pressure, Congressman.
Oh, well, great. Well, I'm glad you're here, and there's a lot of loyal listeners around here, and it's great to have you on the air.
You know, one of the big issues, and of course today, President Biden trying to announce his or is about to implement his next gun grab. In the meantime, you've got everybody that's focused on another big issue, which is the border and the crisis at our border. I'm curious to know what you are hearing on Capitol Hill as far as the situation down along the southern border in Texas.
Yeah, it's really sad what President Biden's done. I mean, straight out of the gate, everything he's done, soup to nuts, has just broken what was working relatively well under the policies that President Trump had put in place. You know, in the last year plus, President Biden's had 90 different immigration and border-related executive actions, which basically almost seemed determined to undo and do just the opposite of what President Trump had done, even the things that were working. And so what we've seen is just the numbers of increases of people that are coming across the border. You know, when President Obama was in office, you know, his Homeland Security said, if there's 1,000 people a day coming across, that's a crisis level. Well, we're already up to 7,000 and 8,000 a day. And with this new plan that Biden has to end Title 42, they're expecting it to be up to 18,000 a day. And basically what Title 42 is it says that, you know, we can send people back because of COVID. or other communicable diseases. And so they're not even testing. They're not even mandating that people have vaccinations as they're coming across the border. And it's sad that people that fly into the United States, American citizens that fly into the United States to come back home, have to have a vaccine card, have to go through a test 24 hours before they get on the plane, before they can even check in to the plane.
And Congressman, just so people can understand the context of what we're talking about here, that many people a day crossing the border in just under a month, you've got the entire population of Wichita, Kansas coming across that border.
That's right. And, you know, over the last year, in 2021, there were over 2 million people that came across the border illegally. And they're not even, it's not like they're locking these people up. I mean, they're saying, well, you came across illegally, and yeah, you've been trained by your smugglers to say you're seeking asylum, and therefore they're entitled to a hearing because of that. But their hearing's scheduled for 5 years from now, and so they're released into the country until that 5-year hearing comes up. And in the meantime, you know, we're also paying to send them throughout the country, Cleveland or Chicago or Miami or anywhere else that they want to go. So actually aiding human trafficking through that process, because people are being told to go ask for Uncle Joe in Cleveland, and in reality, that's not their uncle. And so it's really a sad piece of this. And the cartels are making a ton of money off of this. The minimum that they're getting off of somebody coming across the border is $4,000. So basically, the cartels over the last year have made over $2 billion with the people that they're smuggling in through that process. And we're seeing drugs come as well. We're seeing fentanyl now, which is a leading cause of death for 18 to 45-year-olds. We just saw the story this morning that in San Diego, was it San Diego, Orange County, California, they seized enough fentanyl that would have killed everybody in New York City.
Congressman, we're looking at a brand-new CBS News YouGov poll that was just released. And, I mean, President Biden is underwater by double digits on the four key issues: inflation, the economy, immigration, and crime. Looking ahead to the midterms, how are things looking there in the heartland as far as sending Republicans back to Congress, electing more Republicans, and taking back over control of Congress?
Well, this is really set up to be a big wave year for Republicans to take over the House. And good likelihood to take over the Senate as well, but certainly in the House, you know, I expect we'll pick up 30 to 40 seats going through that process, because, you know, when a president comes in and does as many extreme things as is being done by the Biden administration, that's not what the American people wanted. I mean, there may have been some disagreements on President Trump and whether was it a policy or so of his, or just his style of communication. But it's not like they wanted to throw out America and claim America as a racist country and say that we're not for American citizens. And so we're seeing it in the polling numbers. We also have to work to say this is what we're for. And, you know, Republicans in the House, we're working to build a commitment for America, to talk about these are the things that we want to campaign on. These are the things we want to do to help keep America strong and moving forward. And we're going to roll that out this summer and fall and talk about it in a campaign, and then be ready to move forward in January to implement those things. We'll also have a lot of oversight committees. So, you know, the Democrats now in the House and the Senate, I mean, they're not looking at anything that the administration is doing is wrong. And, you know, that's one of the key roles for the legislative branch, is to be that checks and balance on the executive branch. And so we're going to be very active in our oversight.
And hopefully getting to the bottom of the Hunter Biden scandal. And I know the media likes to focus on the salacious, the sex stuff, and that may or may not be criminal. That's for the investigators to determine. But my concern is how all of these lawmakers up on Capitol Hill are able to become multimillionaires many times over when all they've done through their lives is be in public service. That needs to be investigated.
It really does. And when you look at what's coming out now about Hunter Biden and how he used his position as the son of then Vice President Biden and introduced him to these foreign leaders and then got contracts for making $50,000 a month as a consultant. And at the same time, you know, their emails are talking about how he introduced him to Vice President Biden and you know, wanted to make sure that that's the process going forward, that he maintains his contract and gets paid for that. And then Joe Biden and Hunter Biden shared a bank account. They shared credit cards. So basically, there's trading on influence. And that's not the American way.
No, it's not. And on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, Congressman Ron Estes from Kansas here in our Liberty University studios. And I think that frustrates a lot of people, Congressman. I know you, and I know you're a hardworking middle-class guy, and, you know, we work hard to pay our bills. And then you have people like the Pelosi's of the world and a lot of these Democrats, Joe Biden and the Family Crime Syndicate, and they're making hand over fist millions and millions of dollars. And I suspect that we, the people, are the ones getting the short end of that stick.
It really is. It's a sad state when somebody uses a position of public service as a means to make themselves rich. And it's sad to see some of those things happen and you just can't really explain how does somebody who, you know, makes the salary that we do as a member of Congress comes out with millions or tens of millions or hundreds of millions in wealth. And even though it's reported through our ethics reports, that doesn't explain how that phenomenal growth happens for people that are using their leadership position.
All right, Congress, probably the most important question I'm going to ask here, because we are going to be coming to Wichita. We'll be doing a book event and wanting to meet all of our folks. I just need, what is the one place I when I go to Wichita, I've got to be able to eat a meal at this one place. Do you have a recommendation?
There's lots of great places. I could recommend several. I mean, we could go to B&C Creations if you want great barbecue. You can go to, there's a couple of great steakhouses, you know, Scotch and Sirloins or Chester's. I mean, there are great places that you can have. Depends on what you want to eat.
Well, you know, this is not a vegan crew here, Congressman, and we're coming from barbecue country in Memphis, but I'm liking the steak idea, so we'll have to commiserate over that over text messages, and we'll have to share a good meal when we get up to Wichita.
Well, that sounds great. I like that idea.
All right, Congressman Ron Estes, everybody, a great lawmaker, great conservative, and a great leader there in the nation's heartland. Congressman, thank you very much. All right, folks, we are going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to open up the phone lines. A question. Should public schools be teaching sex and gender at all? That seems to be the argument of the day, and we've got some crazy stories to share with you. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Now is your chance to enter to win one of six signed photos of President Trump. These were hand-signed by the president, and soon one could be hanging in your house. When President Trump signed these photos, he wanted to make sure all his supporters had the chance to get one. And now is your chance. All you have to do is text PHOTO to 55404 today for your chance to win a beautiful photo of President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump, hand-signed by President Trump himself, by texting PHOTO to 55404 right now. You'll get an exclusive double entry activated by my team for a limited time. Again, text PHOTO to 55404 to have your name entered twice to win a hand-signed Trump photo. You don't want to miss this opportunity, folks. Our contest ends soon, paid for by the National Republican Senatorial Committee.
All right. Well, we're rocking today here in our beautiful Liberty University studios. Grace Baker, I went to a, Caleb Parker, our managing editor. He's one of these healthy people. You know, he eats healthy food.
One of these healthy people. It's, like they're another species.
You see him walking around and he's eating the salad And
lots of sweet potatoes.
Lots of sweet potatoes. What's up with the
plain sweet potatoes?
I've never seen that. I'm like, wait a second. Where's
the marshmallows?
Where's the crumble on the top? Where's the butter?
Casserole.
What's up with that? Caleb celebrating the big, he's like 31 years old.
He's getting old.
Oh, he's getting old. You can hear him kind of creak because he runs. He does the exercise and everything. You can hear the knees popping and the crack.
It's not the stairs,
back
it's Caleb.
It's terrible. Terrible.
He's probably going to come busted in here to defend his honor.
Oh, so anyway, so I'm sorry, we're disparaging our managing editor. What were we talking about there? Oh, yeah, he's a good guy. He's a refugee from Fox News. we took him out for the birthday dinner last night. Went to a place called Southern Social.
Ooh, and I've been there.
In Germantown, Tennessee.
Please tell me you got the fried chicken with...
Holy cow!
Okay, you did.
Oh, my gosh.
It's like
gosh.
A religious experience.
I need to explain this for you before we get into transgenderism.
Search part two.
Yeah, so we're going to... No, the chicken's not transgender.
No, it's like Sunday evening service.
That bird chicken. Had breasts. And they were exquisite.
Oh, gosh.
It was amazing.
I wasn't going there.
So, look. No. Let me explain this. So, it's a beautiful old southern house that's sort of been expanded. And they had the chandeliers. It's sort of, you know, the seersucker. You know, you kind of dress up for it.
Oh, yeah.
And they've got great food. But I ordered the fried chicken. And I said, can I get the, I'm a white meat guy. I'm not racist. I just like the white meat.
Okay.
I'm not a dark meat guy. I just don't like it.
Okay, Todd.
No, I'm trying to tell you. Don't read anything into that. So I like the breast and the wing. And so I asked, I said, well, can I get white meat? They said, no, we don't do it like that. I said, what do you mean? They said, well, we give you half a chicken. And I'm the waiter, very nice, very knowledgeable.
Oh, they're all very nice.
Wonderful people. And I said, you have to explain yourself to me. I've never heard of such a thing. I'm from the South. I've never heard of you just deep frying half a bird. How does that even work? He says, sir, you got to trust me. You're going to love this. And I said, really? I said, well, how does that work with the bones? He goes, no, there are no bones. I'm like, what? He said, we debone the bird. How do you do that?
I don't want to ask. It's sorcery.
I didn't want to know. So the plate comes, and it's delicious green beans that are like the bright green. You know, they're very well done. Fresh. And then you had this massive bowl of homemade macaroni and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't have like the from Kraft macaroni.
Oh, no.
It had like these other kinds of noodles.
All
highbrow
kinds
noodles.
Of cheeses.
Delicious cheeses. A homemade buttermilk biscuit with a drizzle of honey.
That biscuit is one of the best things I've ever put in my mouth.
Grace
it's
Baker,
delicious.
As God is my witness, my tongue slapped my brain.
Yep.
It was that good.
Yep. That is the
as
best
God
biscuit.
As God is my witness.
And whatever kind of honey, they put something in that honey. It's not just honey.
And the fried chicken.
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Perfect, crispy, fluffy.
Crunchy crust. Oh. I have never had fried chicken as good as I've had fried chicken at Social,
making me hungry.
At the Southern Social.
Mm, that place is good. I've been there a few times.
And you know, I've driven by that place for years.
Yep.
I never knew what that was. And you know why? Because of what's directly across the street from Southern Social.
Yes. Good old commissary.
My favorite barbecue joint of all time.
Which is amazing as well.
The commissary.
A little less fancy.
And you know, we've got all these Republicans coming into town this week. Here to Memphis, literally every major Republican, Ronna McDaniel, the RNC is holding a major meeting at the Peabody Hotel. They're all arriving tomorrow. And we're going to have a couple of folks, Republican leaders on the show this week that are going to be here in the city. And you know what's going to happen, Grace Baker? They're going to say, Todd, we just can't wait to get some great barbecue from Rendezvous.
Oh, can we just have a censor button when they say Rendezvous? Like, no.
Yes. We're going to have a dump button.
Yep.
So I want you to hear me. And all of you Wichita folks, listen up. I know that you guys think beef is barbecue. We can agree to disagree. It's a lovely barbecue. But the best barbecue is from a pig. That's why God made pigs. That and for pork chops. That was the whole purpose. That's the whole point of a pig is to get ribs.
And bacon.
And bacon. Oh. We had the bacon gouda. Cheese. Oh, my
no, you
gosh.
Did it.
Yes, ma'am.
Wait, bacon gouda? What?
Yeah, they had this at the Southern Social. We ordered an appetizer.
Okay.
And we got this gouda cheese, and it had bacon in it.
And then did you, like, put it on crackers?
Oh, yeah, you put it on a biscuit or whatever they give
you. Oof.
It was good eating last night.
What are we talking about again?
So I have no idea. Oh, we're talking about barbecue. Thank you. So anyway, I'm going to try to tell folks, do not go to Rendezvous when you come to, it's okay place, but if you want the best ribs, Central Barbecue or the Commissary.
Same with barbecue nachos. Go to Central Barbecue. I'm sorry. It just bothers me that people don't branch out a little bit. I have nothing against Rendezvous. We give it a hard time. But it's like, look, it bothers me that that's the only place people think of. I'm like, you have so many options.
And let me explain why. People may not remember this, but Rendezvous actually became famous nationwide because of Bill Clinton. And he would have the ribs shipped in from Memphis to the White House.
Wow.
That's why Rendezvous became famous. So there you go. I mean, this is not a blanket statement because I know a lot of Democrats who know their ribs. But this is what happens when you got, you know, Bill Clinton in office. I mean, it was bad enough what he did in the Oval Office with the intern. But what he did with the barbecue, well, that's a heresy.
Unspeakable.
Unforgivable.
Inconceivable.
Right. Yeah, we're going to talk about transgender folks coming up next. It's crazy. This is the Todd Stern Show.
What is a woman? Is a woman a history of achievements quickly being erased? Is a woman a feminine force of nature? Is a woman a sister, a daughter, a mother? Is a woman the wonder of childbirth? Is a woman a caregiver? Is a woman a warrior who fought for her place? Is that now being taken away, soon to be forgotten? Is that not worth protecting?
Can you provide a definition for the word woman?
Can I provide a definition?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can't.
And how long do we sit idly by and not stand for the sacred value of womanhood as it loses all meaning? Because we believe that womanhood is a birthright.
Wow. That incredibly powerful video, which we have up on the website, ToddStearns.com. It was produced by a luxury watch company, the Eggard Watch Company. And they are not afraid to jump in and have a conversation and join the conversation about the culture. You know, how many businesses, how many people, how many conservatives and Christians and Republicans have been silenced because they're afraid of the angry cancel culture mob? Well, our next guest is unafraid. He is the CEO and the founder of the Eggard Watch Company. And we're honored to have with us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, Ilan Serlovich. Ilan, welcome to the program.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much for having me on.
And we have links, folks, to the watch company on the live show blog if you'd like to check out the incredible products they have. But, Ilan, I'm curious, what compelled you to put out this kind of a video?
You know, you were touching on it earlier. I think we used to be a country and a people that believed that the highest virtues in society were things like courage, fortitude, strength, being able to stand up in the face of adversity. We appreciated the differences in men and women. And so we've gotten to a point where we've just allowed numerous things to decay over being agreeable, over wanting to just get by and get along. And so I've seen the complete decay of womanhood over the idea that gender no longer exists. It's a social construct, all these, these new ideologies, and it's damaging women. So I felt the need to speak up. It seems like no one's willing, especially in corporate America, definitely no one's willing to take this side of the argument. So until someone opens the door, no one else is going to walk through it. So I just felt the need to.
I'm curious what the response has been from the ad.
You know, we're lucky. We've had a very, there's a strong silent majority who reaches out to us privately and they go, thank you so much for standing up for women in a time where no one else is willing to do it. Sure, there's the hate mail that comes through also on the people who judge us, but you know, the voices of those who agree with us are so much louder to us. So it's been positive. The only negative thing is that it did get restricted on YouTube in terms of our ability to advertise it, and on Google they considered it election advertising, which is fascinating because there's nothing to do with elections in the video. But no. Other than that, it's been positive.
Well, and this is, of course, not the first time that you guys have jumped into the culture war. And I know you guys put out a video in response to Gillette, to their whole What is a Man video series they did. So, and you guys have also been known to stand in support of law enforcement around America.
Yes, sir, that's correct. In the middle of in the height, I would say, of the defund police movement or abolish police movement, we decided to put out an ad humanizing police. And it was interesting. I mean, there was so much fear around putting out that ad because of literally not just the company being under attack, but just, you know, being the face of the company personally being attacked. People were telling me people will come find you. And I was like, you know what? The last thing I'm willing to do is censor myself in a time where our voices now more than ever need to be heard. And I really hope that all of us can kind of come back to that mentality. I think that would be a wonderful thing. But that's really just, you know, I built a company for my father as a way to honor the legacy of the things he's done for me. And so I'm always going to use my company, which is my biggest platform, as a way to honor that. And the way I do that is by just speaking truth into the world, I believe.
You see, I love this. And I'm on your website, and it's just, this is really remarkable. And the quality of the watches and the accessories as well. I mean, this is very impressive what you've done here with the company.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Yeah, we care a lot about putting out a good product as well. So,
oh, I think I want the skull, and you've got a skull steel necklace. I might get that for Grace Baker, our executive producer. That's pretty awesome, I think. It comes in various colors, too. I love this. No, but all that to say, there's a lot of fun stuff here and a lot of great watches as well. And I think it's proof positive that, you know, you are, you know, again, you are promoting values that resonate with lots of Americans around the country, but you're also providing quality products as well through your company.
Thank you. Yeah, that's correct. That's hopefully what we're putting out into the world. We're putting out nice humanizing messages. We're trying to open dialogue. But, you know, first and foremost, we're also a brand, so I care a lot about the watches and what they represent to me, which is that kind of bond between my father and myself.
And you've been awarded, our good buddy Tucker Carlson, you were awarded the Fox Patriot Award. That must have been an amazing experience for you.
Yes, sir. It kind of came as a shock. I wasn't expecting it at all, and that was a really, really special moment to me. You know, Tucker Carlson is just unbelievable, so to get an award from him was really a special moment.
Well, Ilan, congratulations, and thank you. And it's weird that we have to say thank you for having the boldness to stand up for women, but that's kind of where we are in the culture right now. You know what I mean?
It's ridiculous. Same thing as with police, with celebrating what men have done in society. We should all just be celebrating these things instead of tearing them down, and yet we've just completely reverted to the opposite. And so, you know, hopefully the pendulum swings back.
Well said. All right, Ilan, we're going to leave it there. Folks, we have a direct link to the Eggard Watches, eggardwatches.com, eggardwatches.com. We have that link on our live show blog if you'd like to check it out there. And Ilan, congratulations on this great video, and best of luck to you.
Thank you so much.
All right, everybody. That's Ilan Serlovich, who is the chief executive officer of the Eggard Watch Company. And Grace, I was checking out the website, and I think
some
you would like
snazzy stuff.
Really nice, high quality stuff. And they have necklaces and all sorts of great things.
Ooh, my birthday's in a couple months.
The gold skull just kind of, it just, I don't know, it just said Grace Baker to me for some reason.
What is that supposed to mean?
Well, you're the gatekeeper. You're supposed to ferociously guard.
Skull necklace?
Yes. Well, you have to ferociously guard what comes onto the program and who comes onto the program.
I was thinking more like a heart or a key. A key to the heart.
No. That's good for PR. But, okay. I mean, you're the executive producer of the show. You have to instill fear in people. I'm sorry, what was that?
Grr.
Yeah, that's not going to do it.
Yeah, I'm not very intimidating.
We need to send you down to, where's our good friend Rick Green, the Constitution coach? We need to send you down for gun training.
He's already told me I need to go do that.
There you go.
I'll report live from the gun range.
I love it. All right, we've got some audio here. I want to play this for you. This is it's a first grade teacher. And this first grade teacher, by the way, this video courtesy of our friends over at Libs of TikTok. This is a transgender teacher. So this is a woman who now thinks she's a man. And she's talking to the children about transgenderism. This is part of a Zoom conversation with a bunch of first graders. Let's take a listen.
All right, so something that's really cool and unique about who I am is that I am transgender. So we touched a little bit about that at the beginning of this week in the book that Ms. Hammond read, but I'm going to give you my explanation about what it means to be transgender as well. So when babies are born, the doctor looks at them and they make a guess about whether the baby is a boy or a girl based on what they look like.
What?
And most of the time, that guess is 100% correct. There are no issues whatsoever. But sometimes the doctor is wrong. The doctor makes an incorrect guess. When the doctor makes a correct guess, that's when a person is called cisgender. When a doctor's guess is wrong, that's when they are transgender. So I'm a man, but when I was a baby, the doctors told my parents I was a girl.
'Cause you're a girl!
And so my parents gave me a name that girls typically have and bought me clothes that girls typically wear. And until I was 18 years old, everyone thought I was a girl. And this was super, super uncomfortable for me.
That's 'cause you're a girl.
I knew that wasn't right. The way I like to describe it is like wearing a super itchy sweater. The longer you wear it, the itchier it gets. And the only way to make the itching stop is to have everyone see and know the person that you really are.
Oh.
So when I was 18, I told my family and my friends that I'm really a boy. And it was like this huge weight had been lifted off of my shoulders and I had the freedom to be who I truly am. And even though this experience is super challenging sometimes, it made me the person I am and I'm super proud to be transgender.
All right, somebody get this guy a Lady Bic.
Yeah, basically. I don't understand. I mean, the very beginning is like, doctor's guess. I'm like, that reminds me, first of all, of, you know, during the confirmation hearings for our latest Supreme Court justice, it's like, well, what is woman? Well, I'm not a biologist. It's like, well, apparently, are they guessing too? Is everybody just guessing? I mean, you either see a worm or you don't when they come out, you know?
Oh, jeez, Alou, did you really say that?
It's pretty obvious.
Jeez, Alou. Grace. You're a Presbyterian, for God's sakes. Come on.
I'm sorry.
So,
Lent's almost over. I almost made it through without a bad joke, but there it is.
It just seems to me, I mean, you don't, you know, we're not talking about Cabbage Patch Kids here,
that's
all right?
What I'm saying.
We can kind of figure this out.
It's pretty easy.
But this is what happens when truth is, or everything goes back. This is about religious. It's a religious issue that our nation is dealing with here.
Basically. I mean, it's like, is it, if I, like we talked about, if you want to identify as trans slender, why can't you? I mean, you know.
You still
it's your
can't.
Truth.
That's true. But if you're trans slender and you're not, you still can't fit into the skinny jeans.
Yeah, unfortunately.
I'm just telling you.
Unless they start making the skinny jeans bigger and keep calling them skinny jeans, which would defeat the purpose, but...
Full figured. All right.
Inclusive sizing.
This is happening in a frightening number of schools. And here's what gets me about all of this, Grace. I mean, these people are posting this stuff on their TikToks.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this is fascinating. I mean, they're proud of this. They want people to know that they're predators, that they're grooming the children.
And TikTok has been promoting ads with people getting chest surgeries and like they're celebrating.
No. Top surgeries is what they're calling it now.
I'm sorry.
Top surgeries.
Proper terminology.
But seriously, going back to this, my concern is, okay, these are the people stupid enough to put this stuff on TikTok,
yes.
And there are a whole lot of them. I want to know how many people are not.
That's true.
I mean, we are dealing with something that could be an infestation nationwide here in the public schools.
You know what's really freaky? I saw the picture of that teacher giving that speech. It does look like a dude.
Looks like a dude.
It looks like a dude. Facial hair and everything. Yeah. And, you know.
No Adam's apple, though.
I'm like, yeah, that's true. But I'm just saying, like, if you don't, you have to do some major background checks on these people.
So, fine. Okay. The gal thinks she's a guy. Okay, fine. Use the bathroom standing up from now on. Just use the urinal in the men's room.
Might create a bit of a mess. I'm sorry.
Stop. But it's true. And, I mean, you've got to... Folks, we're living in la la land. That's all I can say. And this is the tip of the iceberg here. We've got so much more to start. Stop, Grace. Stop.
Literally.
Stop. 844-747-8868. I do feel bad for the kids. That's 844-747-8868. And I wonder if the girl's name was Marge when she was born. We'll be right back. And Grace Baker, what the folks at KQAM in Wichita have discovered that all of our great listeners across the Fruited Plain now know, we have the best bumper music in all of conservative talk radio.
Oh, for sure.
We kick a little booty. And that's because your host, ladies and gentlemen, albeit a Caucasian, is pretty fly for a white guy.
Don't say that again, please.
I'm just saying it's
Listen, in
true.
The past half hour... Our poor new listeners are probably like, what in the world they're talking about? We talked about butter biscuits. We've talked about butts and other things.
Nothing like
transgenders.
Nothing like a hot smoked butt.
Mm-hmm.
So that just got me put on a prayer list down at the Baptist Church in Wichita. Hey, folks. We talk a lot on this program about our good friends at Patriot Mobile, and I want you to check them out today. Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And here's how it works. When you make the switch over and you pay your bill, they send a portion of that money to organizations that fight for causes we care about. They are huge defenders of religious liberty and the Second Amendment. And the best part about it all, you're going to get some great discounts and a free gift. It's super simple. PatriotMobile.com/Todd, T-O-D-D. That's PatriotMobile.com/Todd. And use the promo code Todd. You're going to get free activation. You're going to get that free gift. Are you a firefighter, police officer, paramedic, first responder? Are you a veteran? Patriot Mobile, they want to honor your service to America. And they're going to give you an additional great discount. You can also give them a call, 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. And get this. The customer service team, they're Americans. They're from Texas, so you're going to be able to understand them. I love that about Patriot Mobile. Again, patriotmobile.com/Todd. Folks, you're not going to be disappointed. I can tell you that you're going to love Patriot Mobile as they mobilize freedom. All right, we've got another full hour coming up here, folks. A lot happening. We're going to be going to Capitol Hill. And we're going to be talking to Congressman Matt Rosendale from Montana. Still big doings about woke Disney. Our good buddy Jack Posobiec got banned on Twitter because of a grooming meme that he shared about Disney, which I thought personally was very clever. But Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, they're going after anybody who says anything bad about Disney. And we're going to be taking your calls on this as well. Have you decided to change your vacation plans? Maybe you were going to Disney and you've decided, you know what, I'm just not going to do that. We're going to go somewhere else. A lot of people said, what about Dollywood? And, you know, I don't necessarily have a problem with the fact that Dolly Parton is pro-LGBT. Don't have a problem with that. Here's the difference. Dolly Parton is not shoving that agenda down the throats of children. They're not out there grooming children that are on the log ride at Dollywood. But if you're looking for a good, wholesome, family-friendly place, you can go to Silver Dollar City, which is a what are you laughing at, Grace? That's a great location.
It is a good location. It's just funny. It's like we go from Disney World to Dollywood.
It is what it is.
Silver Dollar City.
It is
It's like going from Chick-fil-A to McDonald's. Like, they're both great.
What do you want me to do here, Grace?
They're both great, one is a little fancier than the other?
Or have you canceled? Have you canceled?
Whoa, that escalated quickly.
No, have you canceled your Disney subscriptions? Give us a call, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Grace Baker, I've come to the conclusion that we need to do a public service act for the entire nation here.
Oh,
an act of public service. Well, I mean, in light of the fact that, you know, Disney's gone woke and they're grooming children and they hire all these predators that that are going after the children, the sweet, innocent children of America.
Yep.
And by the way, did you know that they've now lifted the hugging ban at Disney World? Did you hear about this?
What convenient timing.
So little Mickey Mouse, you know, they weren't allowed to hug. And so the children would come running up, Mickey Mouse, oh, we love you, Mickey. Hello, little children. And little Mickey would not be able to hug. But they're doing like full frontal hugs, not like the side hug or it's a full frontal hug.
Well, I will say pre all of this woke craziness, I didn't think anything about it. I know during the pandemic, there was a video of a little girl running up to Cinderella and she was so excited. And then a staff member comes, no, you can't hug her. And the kid looks devastated.
Tackled
the kid. I wanted to go tackle the staff worker. I was like, no, this is her dream. So, no, I don't have a problem with that. But with all the woke craziness, the timing's just a little suspicious.
But now you have to step back, Grace, because it could have been that staffer knew something about Cinderella. I mean, Cinderella could have been, I don't know,
could
gender
have been
fluid.
Could have been a glass slipper.
Could have What does that even mean? What does that mean?
I'll leave that up to you. That's the beauty of it.
Anyway, you've got all these pansexuals out there. And every time I think about pansexuals, I'm thinking cutlery or something. Oh, that's what I was going to tell you about. I forgot about this. So I don't know why. I'm just, I like Julia Child. The cook.
Yeah.
She's dead.
Yeah.
But she was a great chef, brilliant career. And just really a good, decent person who, by the way, and a lot of people might be surprised to hear this, and Mike from Maine, hold on, don't go anywhere, but I've got to tell this Julia Child story because it goes to the heart of what we're dealing with in this godforsaken heathen culture. So Julia Child was a conservative in her personal cultural beliefs.
Sure,
Her lifestyle, and she was not... She did not support gay marriage and things of that nature, but she was supportive of the LGBT community. And, she was a very tall person, very large woman,
yes.
And her husband, not so much. Paul was his name. And they just had this passionate love affair. It's just a great love story of sacrifice and commitment. And it's so anyway, HBO's got this series it's sort of a comedy drama about Julia Child and launching the PBS show The French Chef.
Okay.
And in the course of this, I knew this was coming. I suspected from day one there's a weird kind of creepy vibe.
Uh-oh.
That's woven through this. So anyway, Julia Child went to Smith College, and nothing against Smith College, but there are a lot of women. It's a women's school, and a lot of the gals wear the hemp sweaters and Mexican Manchus.
I do not judge, but okay.
That's just a matter of fact. So Julia Child was back for a reunion, and in the last episode, this was Sunday's episode.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. And one of the women came up and goes, "Oh, Julia, do you remember when we had that wonderful romance together?"
No.
Packing. And you're like, wait, what? So I'm Google. I'm a bad, I don't know if you do this, but whenever I'm watching one of these real, you know, these shows based in reality, I'm Googling to see what's real and what's not.
Sure.
And we'll so I'm like, was Julia Child a lesbian? And just, you know, I'm getting all these lesbian ads. I'm getting all these lesbian ads now. Thank you, Google. So anyway, it turns out not to be true. They've just inserted fiction into this woman's life. And again, she's not a lesbian. She doesn't lean that way.
And that's so messed up because she's passed away. And then they just go make up stuff. It's like she can't even defend herself and say, no, that was just made up.
And it's not a matter of defending her. It's just not true. Her souffle did not go that way, as they say in the culinary world. It's just mind-boggling. So they're trying to literally rewrite all of history. And now everybody's gay. That's the whole thing. Everybody's gay.
Yep.
That's it.
Even the pet cat.
Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-a. Mickey Mouse says it's okay to be gay.
Basically.
Hello.
That's Mickey Mouse.
Oh, my.
It was a weird voice.
That's a weird one. I'm sorry.
Well, it's Mickey Mouse. That's his voice. Have you ever listened to Mickey?
It's weird hearing you do it.
Why?
It's creepy.
It's creepy. I'm just telling you. So all that to say, when I saw the pots and pans, and you know that people are pansexual, I thought about that episode of Julia Child.
Oh my gosh!
And I'm like, because you know, it is what it is.
You know what they say: those people who cook in the kitchen, they make good food.
Well, they also say don't fry
bacon, but they make good food.
Well, don't fry bacon nude. That's painful.
Yeah.
Allegedly. That's what I've heard. Let's go to the phones. Mike in Maine, WLOB, our great affiliate there. Mike, I hope you're doing well.
Yeah, I'm fine, Todd. I'm fine. Hey, you got to quit watching that PBS. I'm telling you right now.
No, I can't. It's my vice, Mike. I got a bad habit. I can't break it, Mike.
I'm telling you, you need help, son. Hey, listen, one of our strong Republicans coming down to visit you Thursday.
Republican leader,
Jenna Kazunas is coming down.
She's coming down south. We're going to have her in the studio. We've already talked, and I'm excited about this. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Now, listen, there's a little secret you got to know. Jenny is a huge animal lover, so you have to inform her you cannot pet the ducks. It's a duck march. It's a Peabody, okay? She's staying at the Peabody. She'll try to pet them ducks as sure as I'm sitting there.
Mike, we should probably inform the audience that if they weren't listening in the last hour, the RNC coming to Memphis, Tennessee for a big, big meeting, and this is going to be huge. They're going to be voting on and deciding what to do about the debates. They're going to be deciding on what to do about the primaries. So this is a big deal. And so all these Republican leaders coming to town starting tomorrow, and they're staying over at the Peabody Hotel. And, Mike, to your point, they have these ducks in the lobby. Mike, yours truly, Todd Starnes, your host, your lovable host, has been invited not once but twice to be the honorary duck master, and I got to guide the ducks into the big pond there in the middle of the lobby.
Yeah,
great honor. But you're right. Don't pet the ducks.
Yep. A bunch of us Marines went down there back in 1970. So that's how long ago it was for us. We were on a holdover at Memphis Naval Air Station.
Great people. Great. It's a great hotel. Great people there. And they do a great job for the city. And they take good care of those ducks.
Yeah, so keep your eye on Demi now. She's a big animal lover. She'll have a tendency want to take a duck home with her.
All right, we'll keep an eye on her. We'll keep her out of trouble. So we'll do our best. Now I understand you wanted to weigh in on Dollywood here. So that's your recommendation.
Look, Disney needs to wake up. Okay, think about your reputation. You know, people are at it with this. They're at the end of the rope with all this. You know, people just don't want this for their young children.
You know what it is, Mike? I think moms and dads, and I remember as a kid, you know, I came to love reading through Disney back when I was growing up, and I was born in 67. And every month, my mom subscribed us to the Disney Book of the Month Club, and we'd get a storybook every month. And I remember waiting by the mailbox and waiting for that book, and then we would sit down, and my mom would you know, read the book to me, and then I learned how to read. And that was a part of growing up. And I think a lot of people, like myself, you just think that Disney is still family-friendly, that they're not trying to force an agenda, and that is just simply not the case anymore. It's not the same Disney that we grew up with.
Yeah. You know, Walt Disney was the United States Marine, too. And I think he'd be doing backflips in his grave if he knew what was going on down there right now.
And I feel bad for the conservative employees, but I will say this. They've got to stand up, and they've got to speak out. This is no time for silence. This is because, honestly, it's cowardice. At this stage of the culture, it is cowardice to remain silent on this kind of stuff.
Yep, that's it.
All right,
Todd, thanks.
Mike, God bless. Thank you. And so, Grace, here's the act of public service that we're going to do for the country.
Okay.
So we've got to come up with a list of places to go. If you're not going to go to Disney World, where are some good places to go on family vacation?
That's true.
So so Mike says Dollywood.
The great outdoors.
I'm
go to national parks.
Silver Dollar City. That's me.
I say go to like Yellowstone or somewhere.
Yellowstone. Yeah, that's good. So maybe our listeners can call in and they can give us some ideas on recommendations.
That sounds like a great idea.
844. You don't sound very enthused.
No, I am. I was just thinking about, man, if I can't go to Disney World, I have to go camping, and I hate camping. That's literally what I was thinking.
I had a bad camping experience.
I did too. That's why I'm like, I don't want to go
camping.
We'll
save that for another day. Unless camping is called the Ritz-Carlton, I'm not sure I'm interested. 844-747-8868. All right, let's come up with a list. And we're going to post this on the live show blog. If we're not going to Disney, where are some good places, great recommendations for family-friendly vacations? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. Smooth sounds of conservatism. Yeah, I guess I could have been a DJ back in the day. All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio program, ladies and gentlemen. Honored to have you with us today. Hey, I want to go down to Oklahoma. Jamie hanging out with us on the great KWON, great radio station. Hi, Jamie, how are you today?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
You know, I'm doing fairly decent today. Thank you for asking.
Well, good deal. Yes, sir. My question that I just, for the life of me, cannot figure out, why is everybody endorsing and pushing Dr. Oz? He was made by Oprah. He backed or supported or whatever way back from either Soros Group or WEF or somebody like that. I just don't get it.
Yeah, Jamie, a lot of us don't get it, especially when you look at his record. And there's no denying he said what he said. I mean, we have audio after audio, and Jack Posobiec over at Human Events has published videos. President Trump is getting bad advice. And Jamie, that concerns me because ultimately the buck stops with President Trump. And it bothers me that he's making these kinds of decisions. I suspect that he's getting some bad advice from some conservative talk radio host. And I'm not going to name names because I don't know for certain. But the reporting is out there, Jamie, that he's getting advice from some of those conservative talk hosts who happen to be good friends of Dr. Oz.
Well, I know which one you're talking about, Hannity. Which personally, I think he sold out quite a long while ago. I think he's just trying to keep his job. But I think that plagued Trump's presidency. I think he was getting he got a lot of bad information, and he chose a lot of people that have not lived up to their end of what they should have.
There's no doubt about it. And Jamie, I think his presidency was hurt in part because of that. Donald Trump is a good man. I think he's a decent man. He taught conservatives how to fight, and I'm going to be forever grateful for that. And he had some great policies. But my concern is that he listened to Ivanka and Jared, who are in fact Democrats. And you've got some folks out there who may not necessarily be well-read on a lot of the policy positions. But Dr. Oz, that is a losing proposition in my mind.
I agree 100%.
Jamie, how do you guys like the show out there in Oklahoma?
To be honest, Todd, there is no replacement for Rush. We all know that.
That's so true.
At least in my area, I've got KWON, I've got KRMG out of Tulsa, and I like you better than anybody else's, you know, put out there.
Well, you're kind to say that, and we miss Rush too, and we work every day to really serve the audience that he left behind. And I'm telling you, you made the great choice here with KWON. They're good people, and a good family runs that radio station, and we appreciate them a lot. Jamie, give us a call back one of these days. We like the way you think. All right, let's go to Teresa, Hendersonville, North Carolina, WHKP. Is the great radio station there. Teresa, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Teresa, I'm doing well. Thank you. I had fried chicken and biscuits yesterday, and they were delicious, so I'm in a great mood today.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't tell my doctor.
He's making corned beef and cabbage.
Corned beef and cabbage. All right, now. I like the corned beef part, not the cabbage so much. All right, Teresa, you've got a recommendation. Where do families need to go? They're not going to go to Disney. What do you recommend?
Nope. I recommend them going to Williamstown, Kentucky to the Ark Encounter. And they have a little zoo there, and they have a wonderful restaurant. And also 45 minutes up is the Creation Museum. And then on up into Cincinnati is the Cincinnati Zoo.
What a great idea. That's a fun little road trip.
Yes, it's wonderful. We've done it before, and we're going to plan on doing it again this year.
Well, I know Ken Ham. He's a good friend of the program, and he took me on a tour of that ARC, and it is mind-blowing what they've done there.
It really is. It really is. It puts everything into perspective.
Yes, it does. All right, Teresa, we're writing those down. Grace Baker, are you taking notes here? Are you taking notes? I said, all right, make sure, because I don't want to disappoint Teresa here. All right, good job, Grace Baker. Teresa, thanks for the info. Let's go to Steve in Hendersonville, North Carolina, also on WHKP. A lot of folks in North Carolina today. Hey, Steve, how's it going?
Hey, Todd, it is such an honor to speak to you and Grace listen to you every day, and we are so blessed to have you fighting our fight on the radio for us. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
I've only called because of the Disney comment I mentioned to Grace. We're committed. We've already spent over $5,000 on hotels and tickets, and my family of five is going to Disney at the end of May. But I feel like we need to not let the cancel culture win. We need to do what Chick-fil-A did. We need to go in droves and wear T-shirts that say, I am a boy. We're going to say, these are my grandsons. They are little boys. We need to fight to take it back. We have those cherished memories of Disney. We can't let 10% take that away from our future generations of children. We got to get the good back.
So you're still going. I know that just sounds like a tremendous amount of money, but it's actually a pretty good deal if you've got that many people going.
Well, five people, and it really is. We're part of the Disney Vacation Club. We love Disney since the 60s, you know, in the 70s. Went to 73 when they opened. Like, we have been Disney fans for our entire lives. And we're not going to let them take it away. We have to take it back. They tried to shut down Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
And all of the Chick-fil-A supporters came out and waited hours in line to say, no, you're not going to win this fight.
Steve, we've got to leave it there, my friend. The computer's going to cut us off. But Steve says, you know what? We're still going to go, and we're going to make a statement when we go. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Howard writes in from the North Georgia mountains, says, Todd, you tell all those folks, don't go to Disney World. Coming up to North Georgia, they can visit Helen, Georgia, which is a beautiful town, by the way. Dahlonega, great gold. Remember the big gold rush back in the day? He says, we've got Mountain Lake Resorts and all sorts of big singing venues on and Hiawassee, and just goes on and on and on. So I think Howard is is in charge of the Chamber of Commerce there in that part of the world. I don't know, but it sounds like a lot of fun to me. I can actually testify to that being a fun vacation destination. And by the way, congratulations to Tiger Woods. What a comeback. And I know President Trump sent out his accolades as well. Tiger Woods, 18 months ago, the guy nearly lost his leg in that car accident. Here he is playing at the Masters. What an incredible weekend of golf there in beautiful Georgia. All right, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Speaking of another great vacation place, I have to imagine that would be the state of Montana. Congressman Matt Rosendale joins us. Hey, Congressman, good to have you with us today.
Hey, Todd, I was getting ready to dive in and do my promo for the state of Montana and Glacier National Park and Yellowstone National Park and hiking and fishing and boating. We've got all kinds of outdoor recreation to enjoy in the summertime.
And I have to imagine just about every fan of Yellowstone is making their way to Montana this year.
They are, but they better wait another week or so because we've got 25 degrees and snowing here in Great Falls, Montana this morning, and they're calling for anywhere from 12 to 16 inches of snow over the next couple of days.
Oh, that's unpleasant. You know, we were talking to Governor Kristi Noem over at South Dakota, and she loves doing the rodeo stuff, and she's an accomplished rider of horses. And she's also one of the fans of that TV show Yellowstone. I don't know if you've ever seen that. But that has to be putting Montana even more so on the map, people wanting to move there and start a ranch.
Well, I don't know if they want to start a ranch, but they sure love the independent nature and rugged lifestyle that most folks out here have. We're independent folks. Everybody I represent, Todd, seems to be part of a different coalition. Some folks want the government to leave them alone because they want to educate their children the way that they choose, and others want to worship God the way that they choose, and others want to run their business the way they choose, but they're all part of the Leave Us Alone coalition. That's who I represent.
Yeah, I want to join that coalition as a business owner in Tennessee, and I think a lot of people are looking for that sort of representation within the Republican Party. You know, we were talking earlier with Congressman Ron Estes from Kansas about Title 42. And a lot of people think, well, this is only impacting the border states. But I was stunned. I saw a report that what you guys have had an 1,100% increase in drug overdoses in Montana. Is that accurate?
It is accurate. I met with our attorney general. His name is Austin Knutson. I went to several events with him over the last several weeks. And he said that exactly that. We've had an 1,100% increase in fentanyl overdoses and deaths, and 100% of the fentanyl that is arriving in Montana comes from the southern border. 100% of the meth that comes to Montana is coming from the southern border. It takes 48 hours for it to cross the southern border until it arrives here, and then it starts the distribution process around to what used to be starting on our reservations. There are 7 Indian reservations up here, and they would take advantage of the difficulty in law enforcement there, but now is going rampant throughout all communities here in Montana.
Again, just another reminder that this is impacting the entire nation, not just those border states. On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, Congressman Matt Rosendale. You know, Congressman, the reason we were inviting our listeners to offer their vacation places is a lot of people have said, you know, we're done. We're done with Disney. We're not going down there. We're not going to subject our kids to that kind of nonsense.
No. I will tell you right now that I'm very proud of Ron DeSantis, and I'm sure many of your listeners know that Ron was a member of the Freedom Caucus in the House of Representatives before he was able to secure his seat to help the people of Florida exclusively as their governor. And he's doing an incredible job down there. But that, look, any time that you are subjecting children to that kind of material, explicit material, under the age of third grade, Todd. I mean, that should be considered a criminal act. And in many places, it is. If you were to have those conversations with a strange child in the mall, guess what? The police would come and put cuffs on you and haul you away, as they should. But we're going to allow teachers to have those kinds of conversations with our children? It's wrong. It is absolutely wrong. And Disney should be ashamed of themselves. And Walt Disney, I'm sure, is turning over in his grave right now.
Well, I go back to the early days of that movement. And again, our position on this program has been, you don't need to be teaching the three-year-olds about sex, straight or gay. Those are conversations to be had at home when the kids get older. But it seems to me, I remember back in the early days, that, you know, you don't tell us what we do in the privacy of our bedroom. And that's okay, great. I agree with that. God bless America. At the same time, we've gone from that to now you've got teachers saying, hey, kids, let me tell you why I'm transgender in the classroom.
There's a huge difference between tolerance and forced participation. Remember that.
It's a very valid point here, Congressman, and I appreciate you weighing in on it, because a lot of folks, even on our side, don't want to touch that issue because they know they're going to become a target. And the other side knows that too, and I think that's why they've been able to really take over these great American traditions like the Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts, and now Disney World.
It is. And look, if we do not push back against these things, then we're going to see the collapse of our society. I'm convinced of it. You cannot build a strong nation with weak families. And the things that they're doing, they're weakening our religious institutions, they're weakening our families, and they are brainwashing our children in these school systems. We've seen a double in the population, a doubling of the homeschoolers here in the state of Montana. And I can assure you that our education system hasn't been twisted as bad as some of the others around the nation, and still we've seen a doubling in the size of the homeschool population. People saw during COVID, when they did have some shutdowns, and ours were very short-lived, because I can tell you, our governor, Gianforte, has done a great job working with a Republican House and State Senate to pass different legislation to make sure that they eliminated mandates and protected businesses with some immunity. So We've been in a good spot, but they still, parents saw that they had the ability to take on these educational responsibilities themselves, and they thought, you know something, maybe we're just going to go ahead and start doing that.
Congressman, we're going to have to leave it there. Good stuff, and I appreciate the intel on Title 42 and the impacts it's happening there in Montana, and we may take you up on some of those vacation recommendations.
Come and see us. Come to Big Sky Country. We'll be glad to have you visit.
Love it. Congressman Matt Rosendale, everybody, a Republican from the great state of Montana. All right, 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. I want to go to Debbie in Statesville, North Carolina. She's listening to us on WSIC, our great affiliate there. All right, Debbie, you've got a vacation recommendation.
Outer Banks of North Carolina.
Now, what makes the Outer Banks of North Carolina a great vacation destination?
It's a great place to go make family memories that you always keep with you.
Oh, I love that. Now, you know, in this part of the country, we go down to the panhandle of Florida and, you know, Mississippi, Alabama. We call that the Redneck Riviera, Debbie.
Okay.
Beautiful
beaches. And you
beaches.
And Grace, don't put down camping. Camping is wonderful.
I just had a bad experience camping. But so, do you do the tents or do you do like a motorhome?
We've done it all.
Really? All
right. We've done tents, pop up trailers, motorhomes, and back to a pop up. Back to a trailer.
All right. And how long do y'all? So when you go camping, is it for a weekend or for an extended time?
We do both.
Wow, hardcore!
You can put your phones up and not have them, and you can spend quality time with your family.
Oh, I like that. Debbie, you wouldn't believe this. I get almost 500 emails a day. It's insane. Maybe I do need to go camping. Yeah. Debbie, thank you for the recommendation, and I'll tell Grace to try it out. So, Grace, go camping. We've got like a little patch of grass in the backyard of the bunker.
Can I go glamping?
What is glamping?
You know, you stay in like a really nice RV. You don't sleep on the ground.
You got to
take a shower. It's nice.
I think that sort of defeats the purpose of camping.
Well, that's why it's called glamping.
Oh, glamping.
Glamorous camping.
Oh, I see what that means. Mm-hmm. I see. How about the Holiday Inn?
Yeah, that sounds good to me, too.
All right, folks, I don't know if you've been paying attention to this, but since November of last year, the stock market has been insane. Gold, though, has been on the rise. Gas prices, yeah, don't even talk about that. Stock market, volatile. Inflation, worse than it was last year. And now we've got the war with Russia, Ukraine. And there's threats that it could spread to other parts of the world. The good news, you have options here. Gold prices are rising as investors are turning to gold for protection. Gold actually provides a hedge against inflation and protects against a weakening dollar. And that's why I use Legacy Precious Metals. They are the only company I trust for investing in gold and silver. You need an investment that will protect your wealth and your retirement, and that's why I use Legacy Precious Metals. And I would encourage you to give them a call today. You've got to be proactive. Just remember what happened back in 2008. Those that were invested in gold, you had no problems. You saw huge gains, but everybody else lost their retirement funds. Legacy Precious Metals can advise you on all of your options for investing in gold and silver. I want you to write down this telephone number and give them a call, 866-528-1903. That's 866-528-1903. You can also download a free investor's guide, at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com. We'll be right back. All right, folks, April 30th, right here in Memphis, Tennessee, the Culture Engagement Summit. It's going to be a great all-day event, incredible speeches, great workshops on how to engage the culture, how to win back our country from the godless heathen socialist. I just added that part, but that's who we're fighting against. Good to know the enemy. And you, this is not just disagree people you have a disagreement with. These are people who are enemies of America. They want to replace our Constitution. They want to replace capitalism with socialism. And that is, they're enemies of America. Anyway, we've got a great lineup of speakers. Mark Meadows, former chief of staff to President Trump. Ryan Helfenbein from Liberty University. Pastor Robert Jeffress, Senator Marsha Blackburn, and yours truly, along with a number of other conservative leaders. $15 gets you in the door and a free Chick-fil-A sandwich. That is a great Saturday in my book. April 30th. If you want information, go to our live show blog or go to citizensforamericafoundation.com. That's citizensforamericafoundation.com. All right, let's go to Germantown, Tennessee. Murph hanging out with us on our flagship station, KWAM.
Dr. Starnes, always a pleasure. One comment, please. That gentleman, or whatever you want to call it, that teaches little girls and boys in first and second grade, the question you need to ask, how in the world did he get hired, or did it get hired? That's amazing. Second thing, vacation spot. In the immortal words of Orlando Cepeda, all-star first baseman, and Joaquin Andujar, all-star pitcher, San Luis, Missouri, home of the Cardinals. Best vacation spot during the summertime on a Cardinal weekend. And St. Louis offers everything.
Oh, it's a good town. Have you been up in the Arch, Murph?
I'll tell you what, Dr. Starnes. I watched it under construction for my high school classroom when it was going up in 64 and 66. And went up the darn thing the first year it was open. And just for a little bit of trivia, the very first time it was open, the capsules got stuck. But I'll tell you a little story. See, people think that's the Gateway Arch, but really it's the world's largest croquet wicket, because the state of Illinois is going to build a guy with a croquet mallet and croquet ball across the river.
Is that right?
Not into the croquet wicket, but they ran out of money.
Wow. Murph, I know you're a good historian, but I'm not sure.
That was a little corny.
That's great. Look, I went up there when we did our book launch back in, I think, 14 or 15, and we did it there in St. Louis and went up there, and it was great. I didn't realize when that wind blows and you're up on the top, you are moving mm-hmm. with the wind. It's pretty impressive.
Yep. I can remember taking our little girl up there when she was about 1 or 2 or 3, and she would crawl up there and look out the windows. And I was just imagining, what do you think is going through her mind at a 2-year-old looking through the windows at the top of the Gateway Arch?
That's a great point. Great point.
Yeah.
Murph, good hearing from you.
Buddy boy.
All right. All right. Thanks, Murph, from Germantown, Tennessee. Let's go to Jeff, Moorhead City, North Carolina, the talk station. Hey, Jeff, you got a vacation idea?
Yes, I do, Todd. Hey, thanks for taking my call. I wanted to weigh in on the vacation, but first I wanted to weigh in on the fella that is still going to Disney World. I'm sure he's a good fella, but we got to stand up. We have been boycotting Disney for probably 15 years. You got to stand up against these people, and that means don't give them money. Don't go until they change their policies. Now, after they change their policies, maybe so. But vacation destinations, I live here on the Outer Banks of North Carolina. We have hundreds of miles of pristine beaches. We also have the Blue Ridge Parkway in the mountains, Great Smoky Mountains. And a special place that we've gone is from North Florida down through Central Florida. There are beautiful springs that you can inner tube. It's great family fun. You don't need a tent. And you can have a blast.
Well, and tell me where that is, Jeff.
Well, anywhere from just south of the Florida-Georgia line in the central part of Florida around Madison County.
Okay.
Going south, there's dozens of springs. They're free. It's great family entertainment. You can tube. You can just bring a lawn chair if your grandparents, like we are, And although we also tube, it's a blast. And we don't support Disney. We don't buy their products. We don't go to their movies. Don't watch them. Don't buy any tape.
Well,
and until
there you
conservatives
go.
Will delegate themselves to stand up for what's right, nothing will be changed. Thank you, Todd. I appreciate it.
Jeff, I got to leave it there. Good call and a great way to end today's program. So a lot of vacation ideas. Grace putting those on the live show blog, and send some more in if you get them, and we'll check over on our social media page, the Facebook page, and we'll add those to our list as well. Hey, tomorrow, folks, 3 hours of great conservative conversation, including a high school that's going to war with a bunch of godless atheists. We'll tell you about that. Be good, America.